Listening Part 2. You will hear a radio program. You will hear the program only once. While listening, decide which answer fits best, A, B, or C. Mark your answers for items 55 to 64 on answer sheet S30. You will now have 3 minutes to read items 55 to 64.
Welcome everyone. My interview today is about mining in a rather unusual location. Simon Wu, CEO of the Belt Mining Company, a London startup, has a plan to mine asteroids in space for minerals that we can use here on Earth. Sounds like science fiction. So, let's dive right in. Simon, what are asteroids?
Thanks, Jennifer. What are asteroids? They're basically space rocks. They're constructed of debris or cosmic space dust that over many billions of years just kind of sticks together. The vast majority of the asteroids in our solar system are situated between Mars and Jupiter, the so-called asteroid belt, and they come in all sizes, from only a few meters to almost 1,000 kilometers across. Ceres, for example, is so big, it's basically a dwarf planet. However, Ceres and friends are a very long way away, between 180 and 320 million kilometers. To look at these as potential mining sites would be time and cost prohibitive, at least with today's technology. However, there are about 28,000 individual NEAs, or near-Earth asteroids, which cross quite close to Earth's orbital path. We're most interested in these.
So why go into space when our planet is so resource-rich?
There are several factors. Firstly, they're sometimes located in places that are, for whatever reason, be it political or geographical, less desirable. Perhaps it's a competitor country, or one that we have bad relations with. Next, it's foolish to assume that the resources we have here on Earth are endless. Yes, we are rich with them, but one day the well will be empty, and then we could be in trouble. Lastly, and this is the key point, most mining, however carefully done, has a dramatic and often negative impact on the planet.
So there are environmental issues.
Indeed. Think of the consequences any large-scale construction project has on the physical environment, causing a loss of biodiversity and contamination of surface water and groundwater. And let's not forget that with mining, the issue is not just the excavation itself, the process of drilling and bulldozing, but also all the necessary infrastructure and possible waste products associated with such activity. Asteroid mining bypasses all of these rather important matters. We just have to identify the asteroids worth mining.
And how do we know what an asteroid is composed of?
Well, I remember wondering about that when I first heard that planets in our solar system probably contained water, hydrogen, or whatever. It's actually quite easy with today's technology to analyse the composition of asteroids. It's all based on the light spectrum, which we can observe with our advanced modern telescopes. On the light spectrum, every substance has its own fingerprint. That is, the way that an element absorbs light at specific wavelengths. Using this information, we can analyse distant bodies and determine, for example, if there are any interesting minerals.
So what have we discovered on these near-Earth asteroids?
Oh, it's varied. And obviously, we're only interested in the materials that we need right here. But we classify them in three groups: S, M, and C. S types consist of silicates, nickel and iron, but also elements such as gold, platinum, and many others. M types are similar to S types, but they are much rarer. C types can be found the most often, and generally just contain rock, such as clay and silicates, but also carbon and phosphorus, which are essential in fertilizer production.
And does it make financial sense to pursue asteroid mining?
Well, let's put it into perspective. We've already identified a few asteroids of about 1 kilometre in size that could contain up to $20 trillion worth of metals. In comparison, the total value of resources of our entire planet is a mere $400 trillion. Earth just can't compete when it comes to this density of resources. So you can see that such an enterprise, although challenging, would be highly profitable. This is the kind of density of resources that we are talking about.
That's extraordinary. How is it even possible to mine an asteroid? Surely mining on Earth is difficult enough, and that's before we even consider distance and transporting these minerals.
Of course, these are all massive challenges. But with today's technology, such activities are doable, although not financially feasible. I won't dispute the challenges we face, but progress is being made all the time. Profitability is the key issue here. There is no point in mining in space if it costs more than it brings in revenue. And taking into account all the potential hazards, we will need a profit margin of about 30%. Reusable rocket systems will be a game changer for space mining, though. With recent successful test launches and landings, The future is looking very bright indeed, and my research suggests that the know-how and hardware we have put profitable mining within our reach. As for the how, most of the mining on an asteroid would be done by robotic systems, which we could land on its surface, fix in position, and then begin the drilling and extraction processes. The advantage of robots is that they are hardy, highly functional, and resistant to hostile environments. Then, transport back to Earth would employ reusable rockets, just like SpaceX's Falcon Heavy model, which has a very large carrying capacity. Don't forget, we have brought back samples from the Moon, and even Mars, with automated technology. So this is just a scaling up of that, a kind of extension.
I see. But it all sounds risky and expensive. Who'll foot the bill? I can't see governments doing it. So is it all down to private investors?
For the time being, yes. Despite all the progress that's been made recently, this is still a speculative proposition, and it's not a sure thing at all. There are several large companies, as well as very high net worth individuals, who share the vision of our firm and are prepared to assist us in this quest. However, life offers no guarantees, especially with something this revolutionary. There are two reasons why I have no doubt this is the future. The first is that man has always been an explorer, and with our inventiveness, there's nothing we cannot achieve. The other is that in a few decades, what we plan is probably going to be essential, both in terms of resource scarcity and our changing attitudes to how we treat our planet.
So is this actually going to happen?
It depends who you ask. Whereas you might say that I belong to the group that is really excited about the vision and potential of asteroid mining, when it comes to government officials, it's a different story. However, I have no doubt that more cautious policymakers will be fully on board when the urgency of the situation becomes more evident. Sometimes these people need to be confronted by a pressing issue or existential threat before they react. But we're not waiting for them to catch up. It's full steam ahead for us.
Absolutely fascinating. Well, Simon, thank you so much for giving us your insights.
End of listening part 2.